It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, scientists recently discovered stone tools that are over 3 million years old, much older than previously discovered tools. We'll find out how they're changing the way researchers think about our evolutionary timeline.
First, a political contest between two Democrats in Milwaukee appears to be brewing. In a formal announcement today, State Senator Chris Larson announced that he'll be challenging incumbent and fellow Democrat Chris Abele for the office of Milwaukee County Executive.
Abele says he welcomes the challenge, but how did we get to this point? What are the major differences between the two Democrats, and will this divide Democrats in the region?
Daniel Bice joins us now. He's a political columnist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, where he writes the Watchdog column. Daniel, welcome back.
Thanks for inviting me.
So it looks like we're heading for this Democratic showdown in Milwaukee. Why is Chris Larson challenging Chris Abele?
There are a number of Democrats in Milwaukee who think that Chris Abele has moved to the right, particularly on fiscal issues and on issues involving unions. And so there are, in effect, there's a new group that's been formed, and it's been formed mainly to find an opponent for Chris Abele. And so it's an interesting discussion about what is the definition of the Democratic Party in Wisconsin. And I think Chris denies that he has an interest in running for governor, but I think everything is lined up that way. You might have heard that Mike Tate, the former head of the Democratic Party, is working for Abele's campaign. So I think this is an attempt to see if he can get over a opposition from a traditional Democrat in Milwaukee County.
And now we hear that Congresswoman and fellow Democrat Gwen Moore has thrown her support behind Larson. She's been talking about how she's been disappointed in the job that Chris Abele has done. She's called him a benevolent dictator. Is
yeah,
your sense that
strong.
This is common for how Democrats in Milwaukee are perceiving the job that Abele's been doing so far?
You know, one thing that really gets under the skin of a number of Democrats is that Abele has repeatedly worked with Republicans in the legislature to get things that he wants done. And some of the stuff that he's wanted to do has meant cutting the salaries and the other perks and benefits for county board members. And you have to remember that Gwen Moore's son is a member of the county board. So there's something that hits close to home. Most of her complaints have to do, however, with the proposal to let Chris Abele help run several of the most troubled Milwaukee public schools. And that's an interesting thing because there were two Republican legislators who came up with that idea, and they went to a number of people asking if they would want to do it, and eventually Abele agreed. And I think there are Democrats who say that they should not, that the Democrats should not be helping Republicans with their ideas at this time.
Well, I mean, and then you've got Chris Abele saying, well, this is called bipartisanship, and this is what you need to break gridlock when politics are as tight as they are right now. What do you think about how that argument is going over with his fellow Democrats?
Well, Chris Abele is not a traditional Democrat. He didn't rise through the ranks. You know, he ran for office the first time in his whole life in 2011 and spent an enormous amount of money running for that seat. And then last time he didn't have any real opposition. So he hasn't gone through the same path that most other Democrats have gone through. So he doesn't have the allegiances to the unions and some of the other Democratic power brokers. And as a result, he's done some things that are different from other Democrats. The interesting thing is, you know, the path he's taken is he's very liberal on social issues, gay marriage, abortion rights, that sort of stuff. He very proudly proclaims that he's a member of Planned Parenthood, gives money to the ACLU, but it's on fiscal issues that he's been more conservative, not providing raises and other things that union members want.
We're talking to Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Daniel Bice now about State Senator Chris Larson's decision to challenge his fellow Democrat Chris Abele for the office of Milwaukee County Executive. Now, Daniel, in a recent piece, you wrote about some of the campaign promises that Chris Abele made in the lead up to his election in 2011. What did you find?
You know, when you're running for office the very first time, it's very easy to make campaign pledges, and he made a number of them, and he focused on two particular issues when he was running. He ran TV ads and had multiple mailers on these, and one was that when he got into office, he would freeze the county executive's budget, and the second thing was that he would not have county taxpayers paying for a car for him if he was elected. And I was pointing out that since he's taken office, he's broken both pledges. First, his budget has gone up 30%. 5%, and he's made requests for even beyond that amount during his time in office. And the car, he recently hired a security team that the county pays for that includes a large SUV. And if you see him around town anytime during the workday, that's what he's traveling in. Their defense is that the car was needed as a security measure. They don't deny that his budget has gone up, but they say that security costs represents a portion or a large portion of the increase. So they're saying, you know, yes, it is true that he didn't keep quite to these pledges, but there's an explanation for those things.
Right. As far as that security detail, you say this is this company that has also represented, I think, Jennifer Lawrence and other high rollers. But Chris Abele also says, you know, this is only $100,000 of this is coming from the budget, and then he's paying the rest of it out of pocket.
He had requested $400,000 originally, and then the county board said, well, why don't you do what other people do? Like Mayor Barrett has a Milwaukee police officer provide security for him. Governor Walker has a state patrol providing security for him. And they said, why don't you have the sheriff's office give you security detail? And he said, no, he didn't want that. There were negotiations, and they broke off over a couple of issues. And then he went off and hired his own own security team from Gavin DeBecker and Associates. And, you know, this is a pretty high-priced thing. The two security guards are being paid about $75 an hour. So this is pretty pricey stuff.
Now let's talk about that critique that you mentioned from Congresswoman Gwen Moore about him working with Republicans to perhaps, if the need arose, take charge of failing Milwaukee public schools. What has he said, Chris Abele, about why he made that decision?
He thought it was not a bad idea, and I think the main reason he took it is because he's been going to them and asking them to help him with some of his county reforms, as he calls them. And so when they came to him, it was hard for him to say, no, I'm not going to take this. But, you know, as I said, he didn't go through the traditional ranks like Gwen did. Gwen went through the Assembly and through the Senate. She had major battles with Republicans. She had proposals that she wanted to get through that weren't allowed to be voted on and so forth. So there's a lot of tension and friction with Republicans. And then Abele comes in and he says, well, why don't we work with them? And I think that's a large part of the reason that there's such tension there.
And Chris Larson, the challenger, has said that he would work to repeal that, right?
Yeah, he doesn't like that proposal. And, you know, actually, during this past session, there was one time where Chris Larson and Chris Abele butted heads, and that was on the Milwaukee Bucks arena deal. You might remember that Chris Abele proposed that the state would certify the debt for the county and collect the debt and so forth. And Chris Larson was part of a group of people who said we shouldn't be paying for an arena for billionaire owners and millionaire basketball players off the backs of poor people. And so in the end, they ended up removing that debt certification issue, and Chris A was quite upset about that. So this isn't something new. And besides that, Chris Larson originally was a supporter of Chris Abele back in 2011 and maybe in 2012 as well. It's only recently that he's turned on him and decided to run against him.
Now, the Democratic Party has been more splintered, it seems, in years, and they've been bested a lot in elections by Republicans. So is having a high-profile Democratic battle in Milwaukee going to negatively impact the party, do you think, or do you think this is good, draws a lot of attention to the race?
I think it's a great thing. I always prefer competitive primaries to anything else, and it's also a philosophical debate that's going on. I think many things that are going on. One, you have to see how far money will take you, because Abele's not going to be able to round up the sort of ground troops that Chris Larson will be able to, but he'll spend millions of dollars on TV ads. So there's that, plus there's also the question about the focus of the party. The party has been very, very strongly connected with labor unions, and you know that wasn't enough for them to defeat Scott Walker. It would be interesting to see if Chris Abele does run in 2018, if he would be able to get through a Democratic primary, and if he did, what sort of candidate, how he would fare up against a Republican, because on those fiscal issues, you know, he's not just worked with Republicans, he's worked with business leaders here in the community as well. And, you know, if you were to take a poll of the people at the University Club or the Wisconsin Club as to who they would prefer between Chris Larson and Chris Abele, it would be 99-1 in favor of Chris Abele. So he's built connections with the business community too. And I know there are Democrats who think this is a horrible thing, but it's an interesting discussion about where the party is going in Wisconsin.
Daniel, thanks a lot for joining us.
Sure.
Daniel Bice is a political columnist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joined us to talk about State Senator Chris Larson's decision to challenge fellow Democrat Chris Abele for the office of Milwaukee County Executive.